Hey, okay, so today we're going to talk about the weight loss drug that isn't just sweeping the country, it's sweeping the world. Known by a variety of names, it's Ozempic, it's Wegovy, Mounjaro. They're all part of a class of medications that are injectable to help people lose weight fast. Drug manufacturers believe that this is the miracle drug that we have been waiting for to end the obesity epidemic for decades. While psychologists are a little concerned about eating disorders and the long-term impact that this could have on our mental health and our ever-growing unhealthy obsession with the desire and drive to be thin. So what is it? How does it work? Is it safe? What do you need to be aware of? Who is a proper candidate for it? Who shouldn't be taking it? What celebrities are taking it? What is it? And what do you need to know? We're going to cover all of that and more today on The Chalene Show. And listen, I'm sure I'm going to get plenty of criticism for sharing some of the positives, considering I am considered a health and fitness professional. But again, it's not my job to tell you what to do or what not to do. I just want to present you with the information and you can make an informed decision. It's your body, it's your choice, it's your health, it's your decision. You need to evaluate the risks associated with being obese, perhaps, or the risks associated with carrying additional weight. With the risks associated with taking a drug like this, not just the health risks, not just the physical, the gastrointestinal health risks, but the mental health risks too. I think that most of the coverage I've seen about Ozempic is either like very negative towards anyone who's taking it, or it's overly glamorized. And I want to stay somewhere in the middle. I want you to be able to have all the information and make an informed decision and know what the heck is going on. All right, so those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, you know we are currently residing in Florida while we're just exploring all the different places we want to work and live and visit, having a great time. And Brett and I are laying out on the beach here in Miami yesterday. And I overhear these two, what I would consider normal weight, maybe even most people would consider them thin, very fit-looking women on the beach. When I say women, they're like maybe 30-year-olds, maybe 25, 30 in that range. And I'm listening to their conversation, as I often do, because, you know, who doesn't love to eavesdrop? And I hear them talking about their weight loss. And these two girls start talking about the fact that they started taking Ozempic before spring break, and that each of them were able to use Ozempic to drop, like, I don't know, 15 pounds for one, 12 for the other one. And their girlfriend, who obviously had met them for this vacation, was like, "Wait, what? And why didn't you tell me about this?" And these two then share with her their hookup on how to get the drug. And basically, I mean, I was listening to a conversation of peer pressure in its purest form. Here are these three women, none of whom have a weight problem, none of whom are, well, you can't look at someone and tell if they have type 2 diabetes. But from the conversation I was eavesdropping on, they basically shared with this third friend why they just found out about it from their group of friends, who heard about it from their group of friends, and everybody they know is taking it. This explains why there's a massive shortage of the drug for the people who actually need it. Well, I just want to say thank you for your patience in allowing us to put the effort and time into researching this particular topic. And shout out to my team, who's probably spent more than 15 hours themselves helping me compile this information, because I really wanted to give you a true, honest look at this drug from a 360 view, so that you're not just hearing someone say, like, "Oh, it's really a bad idea. No one should be taking it." And I also don't want to overhype it and make it sound like this is a miracle. I just want to present all of the facts, the pros and the cons, and let you make an informed decision. So first of all, what is Ozempic? That's probably the most popular one, but it's also sometimes called Wegovy. These two drugs are being promoted as miracle diet drugs all over the internet. And people who are in health and fitness, people who are weight loss experts, including companies like Weight Watchers, are kind of freaking out, right? Because TikTok in particular, the hashtag Ozempic has, I think at last count, like over 800 million views. Like, it's what everyone is talking about, in part because of the celebrity culture around it and the celebrity culture that promotes the uber thin appearance as being the ultimate, right? If we're very thin, supposedly, then we'll be more likable, we'll be more attractive, all of our problems will go away, people won't leave us, we'll be seen as being, I don't know, worthy of love, whatever it is. But Ozempic, I think, really started taking off when people like Elon Musk started talking about it openly, Chelsea Handler, a lot of rumors going around that the Kardashians are taking some form of it, although I believe they both have denied taking Ozempic. But again, this drug comes under other names, and it's not something that's relatively new. We'll get into the manufacturing of it in just a moment. But I think the reason why it's really taken off, well, first of all, we're obsessed with weight loss, and we're obsessed with celebrities. So when we see a celebrity who's been celebrated, I'm just going to use the Kardashians as an example, who've been kind of celebrated for having curves, and people are like, we love it. Thankfully, yes, now we finally were seeing someone who's famous and has curves, even if a lot of those curves were being enhanced. You did just start to see this trend towards a curvier, people accepting more of a curvier, I shouldn't say curvy, it drives me crazy, a healthier, let's just say that, a healthier body type than the waify, anorexic, stick figure, no muscle look that plagued, I think, the early 2000s, right? But now when we see people who are a healthy weight that have been embraced by society, embraced by culture, embraced by the media, suddenly looking gaunt and rail thin again, everyone wants to follow suit. And they want to know, what are they doing? What diet are they on? And there's certainly not a lot of celebrities who are coming forward to confirm that they're taking Mounjaro or Wegovy or Ozempic. But there's enough speculation that it has created a complete shortage of this medication around the globe, not just in the United States. Without a doubt, there are a number of minerals and vitamins that people are deficient in that make your brain and your body function at an optimal level. And if you're deficient in those levels, well, then your brain is deficient in its potential. And that's why I'm always telling people, look at the minerals that people are most deficient in, one of them being magnesium. Magnesium improves brain function. It improves your focus by enhancing your synaptic plasticity, which is just a fancy way of saying, like, it allows your brain to grow, to form new connections. It regulates your transmitters. It reduces inflammation. Inflammation is one of those things that creates brain fog. It's involved in our energy, our metabolism. When your magnesium is off, it's hard to get good sleep. It's hard to get quality sleep. It helps us to maintain a stable mood. It helps us with energy, blood pressure, irritability, stronger bones, all of those things. I was looking for a quality magnesium supplement, and that's how I discovered our show sponsor today, magbreakthrough.com. It is a magnesium supplement that offers all 7 forms of magnesium so that your body can actually absorb them. And when you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, you pretty much every function of your body is upgraded, from your brain to your sleep to inflammation, pain, stress, all of it. Today, listeners of The Chalene Show can go to magbreakthrough.com/Chalene. When you use promo code Chalene, you will unlock special gifts with your purchase. This is a limited time offer for select orders, so go to magbreakthrough.com/Chalene right now, and don't forget to use promo code Chalene. There's enough speculation that it has created a complete shortage of this medication around the globe, not just in the United States. Okay, so what are they and how does it work? These drugs are brand names for a class of medication that are called semaglutides. And semaglutides are used to treat, or had been used to treat, type 2 diabetics. So it belongs in this class of medications that's known as GLP-1 receptors. Now, what these GLP-1 receptor agonists do is mimic the action of the hormone GLP-1, which helps us to regulate blood sugars, right? And so when our blood sugars are regulated, that controls hunger. Or I should say, that controls the hormones, which have an impact on our hunger. And there's a lot of drugs, by the way, similar drugs that are marketed under different names. For example, Byetta, I'm going to say some of these names wrong, Trulicity, I'm sure you've seen these advertised on TV and wondered, right? Tanzium, Rybelsus. All right, so how does it work? So the semaglutides stimulate the release of insulin, and that slows down the rate at which you digest your food. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, wait, so I'm going to digest my food slower? Yeah, it basically stays in your GI tract a lot longer. So it literally slows down the way that your gastric system empties. In other words, you don't just feel full, you are full longer. And GLP-1 is the key hormone that's used or that is responsible for how fast or how slow your stomach empties, right? So you know those people who are like, gosh, they just have a super fast metabolism. They're hungry immediately after they eat. Those folks usually tend to be on the thinner side, right? Because they're super active. It seems as though they have a faster metabolism. But it might seem counterintuitive. Like, how does this actually help with weight loss? Well, because it gives you the feeling of being full before you really are full. And it's doing that by regulating, or I should say, dysregulating your hormones. It also causes your pancreas to release insulin, and it also blocks the hormone that causes your liver to release sugar. But the way that these drugs work is a little bit more involved. So a lot of folks just feel nauseous and sick, and they don't feel like eating. So it really does diminish your hunger. It diminishes the desire to snack. For a lot of people, they have adverse reactions when they drink any alcohol. So immediately, those people who are eating more, snacking more, drinking a few glasses of wine or having their cocktails on the weekend, they no longer want those things because they feel sick when they have them. Eating greasy foods, eating foods that are really heavy in oils, processed foods, all those things make you feel ill when you're on this injection. So it's not only are they not craving it because they're kind of feeling full, but like the thought of it makes them feel kind of sick because they maybe got sick the first time they tried it on. So now they're starting to make healthier choices, right? And by the way, what I'm sharing with you isn't things that have been written by Ozempic or any of the drug companies. What I'm sharing with you is a review of the probably 60 videos I've watched of people who've actually been taking it, some people for as long as 2 years, some people just the last 6 months, some people just the last 12 weeks. And I'm sharing with you a summary of how the majority of these people have described their weight loss happening. This is not anything official from the drug manufacturer. This is my summary of what I've listened to, not just on the beach eavesdropping, but watching YouTube videos and TikTok videos and Instagram videos and reading podcasts and sharing that with you. Okay, so again, they start to feel nauseous when they eat these unhealthy foods. They start making healthier choices. When they do eat, they're eating far smaller quantities because they're feeling full longer. I mean, many of these people talk about feeling full after one meal for days, and that's just not a feeling. Apparently, there's a whole bunch of anesthesiologists who want to get the word out that when you are fasting for 12 hours or 24 hours before your surgery, if you're on one of these semaglutides, you need to understand that that cheeseburger might still be in there, and that could lead to death of a patient when you're under anesthesia. So it's really important that you discontinue use of these drugs before any surgery. Obviously, you want to share the fact that you're taking one of these medications with all of your healthcare providers, but the risks associated with this injection don't end there. And I think we have to talk about it. Regardless of the condition that's happening in your body, what's not happening, and I think this is really important to illustrate to people, okay? So listen to what I'm about to say. What's not happening is you're not just injecting a drug and magically losing weight. You are eating less. People who lose weight on one of these drugs, it is because they're eating less. They're not exercising more, they're eating less, and it causes rapid weight loss when you just don't feel like eating at all. Yeah, you're going to lose weight pretty fast, but guess what else you're going to lose? And this is the part that I'm really concerned about. You're going to lose muscle, and you're going to lose metabolic function. Your metabolism slows when your body says, oh, wow, we're not getting enough calories, so we should hold on to body fat. And from the research that I could find, most of which, by the way, has conflicts. And when I say conflicts, meaning that the researchers are often funded by these pharmaceutical companies. So just remember that when you're looking at research for a drug that's new to the market, go all the way down to the bottom and read who sponsored or paid for some of the funding, because they have to, if you go, especially if you go to PubMed, they have to disclose those things. And I will link to two studies that are of note. I'm sure we'll get to those in this podcast as well. But if you look at the studies, you'll see that they're often funded by the drug companies. And there are no studies. No one is going to go up against one of these massive billion-dollar drug companies and fund a study that looks at loss of muscle related to Ozempic use. But there's been plenty of studies that look at the impact it has on our metabolism and muscle composition, rapid weight loss. And that's what this is. It is rapid weight loss. I don't know if it's all this talking about food, but one of the things that's really important to me is eating enough to build my muscle. Like, I'm not going to restrict calories to try to lose weight. I want to lose body fat right now, a little bit of body fat. That'd be nice. But I know in order to do that, I need to put on muscle. In order to put on muscle, I have to have the right amount of fats and protein in my diet. And because we're traveling, I was a little worried about that. It's not always easy to figure out how to eat healthy when you're in a new environment where you don't know the restaurants or you're very tempted to go out to eat for every meal. So what we did is had Green Chef shipped to the condo that we're staying in. And a lot of times we will stay in a condo or a place that has like a little kitchen so we can prepare our own meals, but not have to go like buy a ton of groceries at Whole Foods or whatever. So Green Chef is a certified meal kit company. And what we had them do was ship all of these kits to us. Like, I did breakfast every single day, which were my egg white bites, but way healthier than the ones I get at, well, you know, the coffee place. They're so freaking good. They're like addictive. So I got breakfast from them, and then I got three dinners because I figured, oh, there's a couple of nights we're going to go out to eat, and they were amazing. We got to completely pick the meals that had the kinds of foods that we do and don't like. Like, we were able to avoid the, like, I cannot stand broccoli. I know I'm crazy, but like, I was able to order all of my meals so they didn't have any broccoli in them. You can tailor it so that it's keto or vegan or vegetarian, or like if you're trying to drop your fat intake or your protein intake, whatever it is, maybe you want to go completely gluten-free, Green Chef can send you a meal kit that's perfectly geared towards your dietary needs. And you as a listener, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? 60% off plus free shipping. That is insane. Go to greenchef.com/Shalene60. Then use code Shalene60. That gives you the 60% off. Okay, I'm going to repeat it. It is greenchef.com/Shalene60. Listen, I live with a chef, and he was a little more than reluctant, shall we say, to do this. He's like, I can cook my own meals. I can do my own recipes. He was tripping at how juicy the steak was, how amazing all the spices and herbs. Like, you really feel like, wait, did a chef come in and make this for us? It's really good, you guys. And I highly recommend it, not just if you're traveling, but if you want to make those lifestyle changes that can help you to lose weight the right way, consider Green Chef. There's been plenty of studies that look at the impact it has on our metabolism and muscle composition, rapid weight loss. And that's what this is. It is rapid weight loss. So let's talk about one of the other negative side effects, which is you hear people talking about Ozempic face. Well, Ozempic face basically is the face of someone who loses weight fast. Your face has fat in it. It's one of the things that makes us look youthful and young. And obviously when your face has inflammation, it can just look puffy. But when you're losing weight fast, you're going to lose fat in your face as well. And yeah, people get hollow. You just tend to look older. That is the drawback sometimes of losing weight too quickly. So it's not that this drug does something in particular to your face. It's the same face that someone has who loses weight because they just stop eating. I'm just going to share with you my honest opinion. Like, honestly, when I did the research on this, if I had found, when I was doing the research on semaglutides, if I had found that what it did is it helped your body process fats and it helped the body's metabolism to speed up, and that's why people were having weight loss, I might be pretty interested. I'd be like, well, this is something kind of cool. But basically, that's not what's happening. What's happening is it's diminishing people's hunger, and so they're eating less. And a lot of people are eating a lot less, way less than what they're burning each day. And what happens when we have rapid weight loss, whether it's because of an injection or because of discipline or an eating disorder, when that happens, you wreak havoc on your metabolism. And no one's talking about that. Well, some people are. There are a whole bunch of people who are talking about what happened to them when they went off of this drug. Now, granted, there are people who need to take this to help manage their type 2 diabetes. It is important that anyone who is pre-diabetic might talk to their doctor about this. I also believe that there are people who have tried all their lives to lose weight. They don't have the good habits. They tend to binge eat. I think there are plenty of reasons. I just want to clarify. I think there are plenty of reasons and plenty of people and scenarios where this might be worth looking at. It might be the right choice for you. Like maybe you're just like, I need something. Kickstart my good habits. Like I've got to stop drinking and eating so much. Like I'm just saying, I know that there are people who it's helped. And I believe wholeheartedly that it changed and maybe even saved a lot of people's lives. But I think you need to go into this really understanding what it is and what it's doing and what it's not doing. What it's doing is getting people to eat less, a lot less. And that has risks associated. And if you don't permanently change your habits and also consider how to build muscle and improve your metabolic flexibility, what you're doing, and no one's talking about this, this is just a prediction because I haven't seen any studies on this, but there have been studies on the likelihood of weight gain after you stop taking semaglutide. So one study published by the New England Journal of Medicine in 2020 found that individuals who took semaglutide for 68 weeks and then stopped taking the medication but continued the lifestyle changes, this is interesting, gained up to 2/3 of the weight back. Now that does not surprise me because first of all, when they say they maintain those lifestyle changes, possibly, probably, but now if they're not taking the semaglutide, then their hunger cues are going to change, right? Because the hormone now is not being controlled by the medication. The hormones that tell us that we're full, the hormones that tell us that we're hungry, the hormones that tell us we need to eat. These participants, once they came off the drug, now they're having to rely on their own body's ability to produce these hormones, right? Which, by the way, all of us have the ability to affect these hormones ourselves. We do. So is an injection like the easy way? The risk of making anyone feel like it's their fault, you can't deny the fact that that's a lot easier than having to make all the lifestyle changes and to educate yourself. Yeah, I'm sorry, you can come for me if you want, but it is a lot easier to just inject yourself than it is to do the education, to learn how you need to eat to create metabolic flexibility for yourself, to figure out what foods do that for you, to figure out how you have to make lifestyle changes with your sleep and exercise, etc., to affect those hormones. That's what we teach in Phase It Up. And this is not an ad for Phase It Up. I'm just telling you, that's what Phase It Up was about, is education. And I'm telling you this, I would be a billionaire if Phase It Up was actually like, hey, you don't have to learn anything. You have to do anything. Here's an injection that'll do it for you. Yeah, it's kind of like it's doing it for you. But when you stop taking the injection, now you're back to relying on your body's natural ability to produce these hormones. And there are those people who absolutely do struggle to produce those hunger hormones or those satiety hormones. And just as it is with absolutely any rapid weight loss program that doesn't permanently change the way you eat, right? You're doing something temporarily. When you go off that, there's a gradual slide, right? So you've gone off the medication and now you think you've got these healthier habits, but now you haven't really done, perhaps, I'm just saying like worst case scenario, okay? I'm not saying this is going to happen to everybody. But worst case scenario is if you haven't educated yourself, if you don't know how to take control of your hormones and your hunger hormones in particular, right? And now you're finding yourself a little bit more hungry and you're eating just a little bit more. When you eat those French fries, they don't make you feel sick. So yeah, you know what? I'll have a couple of those today. And you notice it doesn't make you feel sick. So you eat a few more. And before you know it, now you've increased your calorie intake even just a little bit, but you've slowed your metabolism down because you were under consuming for so long that a lot of people talk about gaining the weight back and then some. And I think that's just a very real reality that is not discussed. Popular TikTok influencer, also she's a plus size model for one of my favorite websites, Revolve. Her name is Remy Bader. I've talked about her I'm not sure if I talked about it on this show or on Build Your Tribe. Anyways, I love her. I love her personality. And she's recently been very open about the fact that she was prescribed Ozempic. She is type 2 diabetic, and she lost a lot of weight on it. And then she stopped taking it. I don't recall why she said she stopped taking it. But actually, she said she gained double the amount that she lost back. Now, does that mean that that's going to happen to you? No. A couple things I think are really important to note. Number one is Ozempic and Wegovy, these semaglutides, are not supposed to be prescribed for short-term use. Okay, so that's important to know. If you're going to start taking this, it's presumed that you're going to take it indefinitely. And I've heard lots of doctors speaking out after she made those comments, because then people are like, wait a minute, wait, I don't want to gain twice the weight back. And a lot of physicians are saying, well, yeah, this is a lifetime treatment. This is not something you're supposed to be taking to lose 10 pounds to go on spring break. But unfortunately, that's how people are using it, because they're demanding it. And there are lots of healthcare professionals, healthcare clinics that want to get in on this money-making opportunity and are prescribing it and handing it out like candy for people who desire weight loss, not people who are pre-diabetic or have some other comorbidities that they need to be concerned about because of their weight, but people who are just like, you know, I'm on The Real Housewives and I want to look thinner next season, so can you give me something to drop a few? Are they supposed to take it indefinitely? What happens when they stop taking it? And the second piece to the Remy Bader story is she has openly identified herself as being a binge eater. And that is an eating disorder. Binge eating is an eating disorder. Undereating, restricting, bulimia, those are all eating disorders. And what this drug doesn't fix is what's going on in your head. It does not fix whatever it is you're trying to control with either binge eating or restrictive eating, because those are conditions of the mind. I mean, those are oftentimes associated with some type of early childhood trauma, abandonment, and wanting to control your body because it feels like everything else is out of control. Like if I look a certain way, then maybe men won't talk to me and I'll be safe. Or if I look a certain way, then I'll be lovable and no one will leave me. And no weight loss or weight gain is going to change that. That's something that has to be addressed in therapy. And for anyone who is prone to eating disorders, or if you've ever had one in the past, I personally think it is very, very dangerous to play with this drug. And I'm not the only one. Dr. Kim Dennis, who's a psychiatrist specializing in eating disorders, and she's also the co-founder of an institute called SunCloud Health, says it's a risky environment for people with eating disorders, some of whom are also seeking out the drug for themselves, she says. It's just another tool in the toolbox of self-destruction for people who struggle with eating disorders. And frankly, again, this is just my opinion, you guys, and I can't help but share it. I got to keep it real. Even if you're not taking this drug, I think that this drug, it's already having a very negative impact on people who are prone and triggered by any discussion of weight, any discussion of body image, because it's putting weight loss and the ultra-thin physique up on a pedestal, and it's being glamorized and talked about. And everywhere you look, I mean, here I am on the beach and I'm watching these three like girls with beautifully admirable, gorgeous physiques talking each other into telling more friends about this drug, like it's candy, like it's just this thing and everybody's doing it. And it reminds me a lot of when this happened with Fen-Phen. Speaking of which, there's an interview with Chelsea Handler where she recently shared she was out to lunch with another celebrity friend in Hollywood, and she was saying she was feeling kind of nauseous. She was taking this new medication that her longevity doctor had prescribed, and her friend said, oh, I'm super nauseous. I'm not going to eat anything either. Are you on Ozempic? And she goes, no, I'm not. I'm on, I think it's called semaglutide. And that's the moment that she realized her doctor had put her on this weight loss drug, and she didn't even realize it. And she was like, I am not the kind of person who can be trusted with something like that. That is just not good for me. It's dangerous for me. So I got off it. I think what really scares me is that these drug companies, these pharmaceutical companies, stand to make billions off of a drug that for sure can help a certain class of people. For sure, I think there are people who are good candidates for it. But let's not forget the fact that these companies stand to make, again, billions off of our own insecurities around body image. And I'm scared. I'm really worried about all women being influenced by all of these celebrities dropping weight by simply taking an injection once a week. Oh, I need to mention this because it is time sensitive, especially for those of you who take the Sleepy Gummy. Right now, you get 30% off automatically when you check out from March 13th to March 16th. So depending on when you're listening to this, if you're one of those people who are following the show, which I hope you're doing, don't forget you need to follow the show on the Apple iTunes app now. Instead of like subscribing, you just click follow. Anyways, if you're one of those people who listens in real time, then you get to take advantage of the special sale. It's their spring sale. It's the launch of their Seriously Sour Gummies. That's for those of you who are looking just for a CBD gummy. If you want a CBD melatonin CBN gummy that will just help you to have the most delicious sleep ever, I highly recommend my Sleepy Gummy. Well, I say mine, but you can get it from Soul CBD. And they just came out with a new flavor. It's raspberry lemonade. It is to die for. I take two of those every single night. And that's why my sleep score, I have hit my push goal and hit an 80% or higher, which is a big deal for me every single night because I take two of those suckers without fail. And now you can get 30% off. So take advantage of that sale. Again, it is 30% off when you go to Get Soul. This is a new link. So write it down. GetSoul.com/Shalene. And get 30% off March 13th through the 16th. All right, back to the show. I'm really worried about all women being influenced by all of these celebrities dropping weight by simply taking an injection once a week. So what are some of the other side effects of these drugs? First of all, major gastrointestinal disorders. There's nausea, which we've already talked about, diarrhea, vomiting, lots of constipation, a feeling of bloated, feeling full all the time. And there are several studies that have looked at the increased likelihood of pancreatic cancer. Now, yes, those studies have been rodent studies, but they're there. And there's also been substantiated studies regarding the risk of thyroid cancer. I'm going to link to both of these studies in my show notes. There are two major studies done on the relationship of the increase in the cause of thyroid cancer related to this class of drug. One expert, Dr. Sean Hosmi, the founder of Self Principle, which is an evidence-based health and nutrition and wellness company that specializes in research. He is an MD who is also a kidney disease and nutrition specialist, has this to say about the thyroid cancer associated with this class of injection.
So then when we go into talking about the risk going on in this particular data analysis, what they found was that patients who were currently using GLP-1 receptors, they had a 46% higher risk of thyroid cancer than those who were not using it. Now, if patients had used GLP-1 agonists for about 1 to 3 years, they had a 58% higher risk of thyroid cancer than patients who were not using it. And at 3 years, there was about a 36% higher risk. So even though 58 and 36 is a significant number, keep in mind that the overall number is low. But what is the bottom line? The bottom line here is the risk is not zero. So both doctors and patients need to be aware of the potential risks that come with these new weight loss drugs. In the past, the last three weight loss drugs we've had got pulled off the market for one reason or another because they increase the risk of cancer, for suicide, or for damaging heart valves going on. So medications are not a magic bullet. Every day I have patients come to my office and they're not looking to eat better. They're not looking to exercise more. They're just looking for a drug and hoping the drug would change their overall weight and magically fix everything. It doesn't. Number two is when we start you on a weight loss drug, you are on that weight loss drug for life. It's not something that we can stop. The second we stop it, we stop the chemical signal, the appetite comes right back.
I think that's something very important to consider. It's something that you're not going to hear a lot of people talking about when we're looking at TikTok videos, etc., because the majority of these videos are people who are really excited to get that before and after video, which does so well. They get all the views, all the likes, and everyone wants to know more about it, right? And these people are still on the drug. So I think if you really want to look at this from a practical standpoint, as he mentioned, you have to consider that there is an increased chance of thyroid cancer. We do know that. There is an increased chance of pancreatic cancer in rodent studies. And there is a general belief that this is the type of medication you kind of need to take for the rest of your life. And I just think the popular narrative has left that out. I think people are like, oh, there's this miracle weight loss injection. Yeah, all true. But do you realize you likely going to have to take it for the rest of your life? Okay, cost of this is typically between $900 and $1,000 per month. Insurance will cover this if you are type 2 diabetic, or apparently for some people if they're pre-diabetic. But if you're just taking it for weight loss, most insurance coverage is not available, which means now we're talking about a class of weight loss medication where it is not currently available in a generic brand. So it's a very expensive drug, which means now, again, we're talking about people with money can afford this incredibly expensive weight loss drug. It's just, it's got me a little concerned. And let's face it, it's going to be a huge moneymaker. I don't think it's any surprise that 3 days ago, you guys, Weight Watchers International, I saw this story, is reportedly buying a telehealth company. Now, you remember what telehealth is, something that became very, very popular during the pandemic where you don't even have to go see a doctor. You can just call in and talk to your doctor. Well, Weight Watchers is apparently in negotiations to buy a telehealth company that is connected to doctors who are able to prescribe these weight loss medications. Why? Well, because their stock is going to plummet, or probably was plummeting. They're seeing a loss of earnings. Because people are like, why would I want to count points when I can just inject myself, right? So now Weight Watchers is apparently getting in on, this is just my opinion, getting in on the action. There are people who will spend $1,000 a month out of their own pocket to lose that weight, and I get it. And trust me, I am not judging anybody who chooses to take it. I just want you to make an informed decision. I'm also going to tell you that when I was told it would be advisable for me to lose some weight before filming one of my fitness workouts, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to eat less. There was no way I could exercise more. And I really felt like I had no other choice. I would have, I'm just being all the way honest with you, I would have paid for this drug for a short period of time just to like get ready for that video. And that scares me because there's so many people out there right now who are, they're influencers, or they think that they have to look a certain way or weigh a certain amount in order to be successful, in order to be loved, in order to be popular, in order for their Instagram to continue to do well, in order to do well in their business. I mean, there are health and fitness coaches and fitness professionals. There are people in videos that, frankly, their livelihood, the amount of money that they can earn, is in fact dependent upon what their body looks like. This is true for the Kardashians too, right? Like, they sell more if we're talking about their bodies. If we're talking about them gaining weight or losing weight, it doesn't matter. If we're talking about them, they're selling more. And that part of this has the potential to be really, really dangerous, detrimental. I really do understand it for some people. I just want you to have all of this information at your fingertips. I want you to remember what happened when Fenfen came on the market in the 90s. It was so, so popular. All of the celebrities were rumored to be taking it and losing tons of weight. And it wasn't until later that people started dying of heart attacks and having heart valve disease and pulmonary hypertension and so many different cardiovascular problems that they pulled it from the market in 1997 because effects were so serious. So I just think we need to go into these kinds of things and remember that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It could be very dangerous for some people. I personally, my opinion is when the whole world starts to get obsessed with rapid weight loss, that's a dangerous thing for all of us. The bottom line is a healthy lifestyle. I mean, even you talk to the doctors, even you listen to the drug companies, even when they were doing their studies to see if participants were going to put the weight back on, they were adamant about making these lifestyle changes. And it's the lifestyle changes that can make anything stick, right? We can't inject ourselves with something that's going to change the way we think, that's going to change our beliefs about ourselves. And for so many people, that's what weight is. Not everybody. Not everybody. Please understand that I know there's exceptions to everything that I'm talking about, but I do think that I'm concerned that there are going to be a lot of people that don't realize they're taking an injection to starve themselves. That's what's going on. It's not changing your metabolism. It is not magically melting fat from your body. It is making it easier for people to eat less. So, do I think you should take it? I don't know. There are definitely people who are listening right now who I think it would benefit you. I think it's probably a step in the right direction, especially if this is the thing that kickstarts those lifestyle changes for you and you really do recognize that you either have to stay on this kind of indefinitely. I guess you do, right? For those people who have struggled with weight all their lives, you've suffered from a PCOS or a thyroid condition or just pre-diabetic, for whatever reason, you have never been able to drop the weight. When you have been chronically overweight for a number of years, for any period of time, the health risks associated with that are pretty significant. And you know, then I think it's important that you make an informed decision and ask yourself, like, what do I need to do to get healthy? And if that is Ozempic or Wegovy or one of the other drugs under this classification, just make sure you've done your research. Make sure that you make those lifestyle changes. Make sure you're working with a very qualified, conscientious provider, someone who actually is going to help you to dose this the right way, to work slowly with your metabolism, and to please continue to exercise. Make sure that you're still eating on a regular basis. Please remember that you don't want to do more harm to your metabolism in the process of losing this weight. I don't want you to do that. But also know this, you know yourself better than anyone. And I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to prioritize yourself. And don't worry about what anybody else thinks. You don't have to tell anybody what you're doing. Like, that is up to you, okay? That's nobody else's business, but do make an informed decision. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son, Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. And if you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.